You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Springs CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.
So it's Scott Simmons here from Radio Real Estate, CFSI, and we're out touring the island today. And I have a couple clients here, and we're driving around seeing the sights of North Salt Spring Island. So what do you guys think of Salt Spring so far?
Fantastic. Absolutely beautiful.
It's kind of an interesting place, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's a combination of mountains and ocean all wrapped into one, where you can be in the mountains, but at sea level, so you're not huffing and puffing when you hike around. Like, you're not at 8,000 feet, but you're in the mountains, so you feel like you should be higher than you are.
So, Jody, what draws you to Salt Spring?
What brings us here?
Yeah.
Well, I think we were looking at the climate for Canada. We understood this to be one of the warmest places in Canada, which, being Californians, we felt that would be suitable.
The Arctic's just not somewhere where you wanted to move, right?
No.
Yeah, Hudson Bay is not on the list.
Churchill, Manitoba is like a, you know, minus 40 in the winter and then plus 40 for 2 weeks in the summer. No, it's hard. And how did you hear about Salt Spring?
I actually picked up Salt Spring somewhere on the internet. It was talking about the warmest temperatures that day or that week. And then they were saying they had the warmest temperatures in Canada. And I thought, aha, well, let's start looking where it's the warmest spot. So.
Oops, telephone. Hang on. We're just kind of doing an all tour of the island. So you can see we just met at TJ's for coffee, and we were talking about the south part of the island being very rocky, volcanic, rock, and where the north part, you can see it's rolling countryside. It's kind of it's a lot different. It's you can see why the farmers settled this area and why they came up here. I mean, it's genteel. Somebody just bought this 30-acre property, and they're putting in an orchard. I guess they planted about 500 trees. That's what we were talking about. A lot of gardeners start off on a big scale, and then it's not so easy when you start on a big scale.
True.
So you heard about it because of our warm climate, and then this is the first time you've been to Salt Spring, and you've been here for about a day. About 2 days now. So you're here for the weekend.
It's our third day, third day here, probably. Yeah, we spent some time on Vancouver Island on an earlier vacation and enjoyed that very much also. So I was fairly familiar with the climate and the general things to look for.
Whereabouts on Vancouver Island were you?
Oh, boy, we went all the way to, what's the city? Porfino.
Oh, Tofino.
Yeah. Right. So we took that mark to the most westward part of the North American continent and back. Had a great drive.
It's a little wet in Tofino, though. They get a lot of rain.
I'll bet they do on the coast there. We were in August, so we weren't running into that. But
then again, it was the same idea that we're experiencing here on Salt Spring. There's so many beautiful places and things to see, and they're accessible fairly easily. Where we're from, most anything worth seeing is so crowded you can't get to it without a lot of preparation or fees, etc. Whereas here, you just sort of be able to, we were, parks or out at Ruckel Park yesterday. We, just experienced such beauty without, with total ease of accessibility.
That's what I said. They went all the way down to Ruckel Park. I mean, they traveled all the way down to Ruckel Park. I mean, I've only been there twice.
Well, you're missing out, Scott. Let me tell you. It's beautiful. We saw seals out on the rocks and the ferries passing by and the sailboats. We saw motorboats with all kinds of different nationalities, flying different nationality flags. And we made up all kinds of stories about who they were and what they were up to. Spent several very nice, pleasant hours out
there. This is St. Mary Lake right here. It's a beautiful lake. Do you remember the rock band, rock singer Randy Bachman?
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
He lives right over there on the lake.
Yeah, we went to a a festival at Ontario International Speedway.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's true. Papa Turner Overdrive.
Oh, my gosh.
BTU.
Yeah.
Oh, he lives right over here. It's a great lake. It's a freshwater lake. It's beautiful. A lot of that's where the drinking water for basically the north half of the island comes from.
Oh, okay.
Now, we tend to get a lot of kind of retired movie stars / musicians, authors, artists living on the island.
Now, do they live here year-round?
Oh, yeah, they live here year-round. Yeah. He has a recording studio right on the lake.
I read something about that there were any number of people might have little recording studios and home concerts and things like that go on. That's great.
Music and art is a big part of the island. I mean, people want to be creative.
Yeah, I think it's nice to be able to feel like you have the time and place to indulge that, even if you haven't before.
This little valley down here. The term Salt Spring, right? People always want to know, where is the Salt Spring?
Oh, yeah.
And this little valley down here, you can see these fields down here.
Uh-huh.
These are actually where the Salt Springs are. Uh-huh. And what happened, you can see in a few of the history books about Salt Spring, like B. Hamilton's book. In the 20s, people would drive right out there, and it's kind of marshy. And you can drive on it, but your vehicle kind of, it floats. The field is kind of floating out here. And if you drill down into it, you end up with a kind of brackish, salty water.
Okay.
And that's basically the Salt Spring right up here. And it's basically landlocked salt flats. Uh-huh. And they're very rare geologically. And I'm surprised nobody's really put in a really cool salt bath system, something like the Dead Sea up here.
Ah, there you go.
But the north end is, I think the north end is nice. That's why I never go down to the south. I'm not saying anything bad about the south end, but, the north end is just more rolling, natural, I think, and smoother. And I like the north end. Everybody has their favorite parts. Now, do you guys remember the TV show Rockford, which was, huge in L.A., right? Remember Rockford?
Rockford Files.
James Gardner. It was huge, L.A., right? I mean, anybody from our age, I mean, it was like the staple on TV, right? The road up here on the right is called Margolin.
Uh-huh.
Eric Margolin was the guy that played Angel on Rockford Files.
Oh.
He developed this street up here, and he lived on Salt Spring, and he would, all the whole set, and all the crew would come up here, and this was their little place to get away from L.A.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw a property out there.
On Margolin. Uh-huh. There's a few, and that's why I want to, we'll cruise down Margolin and look for a couple places. A friend of mine on the island, Peter, is a carpenter, and they just took they renovated the house that Angel used to own up here, Eric Margolin used to own. But this is the part of Salt Spring that I think is magical for farming or gardening. It's all little 5-acre lots. The soil conditions are really nice. It's genteel land. I think it's a beautiful part of the island.
Very nice.
No, we'll go back up and down Epron. There's a house for sale. And not that I won't. Today we're not really looking at houses. We're just doing a...
It's a random tour
of the island.
Yeah, the orientation is fantastic. We need to...
You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Spring CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.
Someone was telling me there was a historical connection with freed slaves.
Well, the Hawaiians were the first settlers, kind of. The Hawaiians were just dumped here off of ships, and they came over on ships working, and they were dropped off here, and we'll come back and get you next trip. And that was 150 years ago. And then a lot of American slaves, the Stark family, they came up, and they were free people. That place was really beautiful at the end here.
Yeah,
and then the guy has all that junk that he left out in front of his house.
It seems to be the nature of rural properties.
Now, this place right in here was a great deal. Somebody had this 5-acre property and just sold this year. It was sold at around, I think it was 480 price range. So that's kind of gives you a base of 5 acres with a house in around $500,000.
Uh-huh.
But I think the soil and the properties, the Islands Trust, there's no municipality on Salt Spring, right? It's governed by the Islands Trust. And in the 70s, the province kind of wanted to protect the islands, so they came up with the Islands Trust. And part of their mandate was, well, we've got to stop rapid development, so we'll put in the five-acre rule. And so whenever someone did a development after the trust came in the 70s, you'll see the road with five-acre lots off it, and that's a telltale sign that the road was put in after the Islands Trust came into power. Where before the 70s, before the Islands Trust, you end up with a small half-acre lots. And, you know, in a lot of ways, what the 5 acres gives you is a privacy buffer.
Separation,
right,
for
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. That's very attractive. I could see where some people, though, were disappointed if they had plans of developing.
Right.
That they couldn't take their 5 acres and subdivide it.
Well, the one development on Pender Island, Magic Lake, had 1,200 lots, half-acre lots, and quarter-acre lots, and eighth-acre lots. And they were selling them at the P&E in Vancouver in 72 for $1,200. And so the government of the day thought, you know, that's
got to stop that.
Well, the whole, all of the Gulf Islands will look like
it'll
that.
Look like and, half-acre lots, yeah.
And it'll be the little one-acre lots, and everybody will, you know, have a guest house here, and it'll destroy the island.
Exactly, yeah.
And so all the beauty will just be gone, and so they decided to protect them. And the Islands Trust, in my opinion, has done a wonderful job on protecting the island.
But it's so important. The quality of life is, you know, really what people are looking for.
Yeah, and we don't want...
what we're looking for. And
like, there's not a Starbucks on every corner. There's not a 7-Eleven. There's no strip malls. And you end up with the rural character. And it's... So what you see now is basically what you're going to get. Nobody can come in. The other thing the government of the day did was they created the ALR. And they took aerial photos of the province, and they just went with a black marker. Anything that looked like a farm, they said, ALR, Agricultural Land Reserve, non-developable. And so they just circled it off and said, you can't develop it. So a lot of this land, it's protected by the ALR, and it's also protected by the Islands Trust. So nobody can come in and say, oh, well, this looks nice, let's knock that house down and put in condos and a strip mall and
right.
Not
excellent.
Happen,
okay.
Yeah,
that's the
so the zoning's
the reverse of where
zoning's more going to protect
it's
the
protect.
Status quo.
Right.
What you have
right.
is going to be maintained.
I mean, this is a typical little nice little farm property for sale. Kind of a, it's a hobby farm. You know, it's a cute little place. I don't know what it's listed at. I'd have to check, but it's around the $500,000 range.
Uh-huh.
Nice little house. And then you've got little like-minded kind of, they're kind of hobby farm slash homestead slash, you know, and everybody's got an independent, you can do whatever you want on your lot, you can build a house, put in a guest cottage. You still have to comply to local zoning, but...
Right, but if you want to have a chicken and a goat...
Chickens and goats are welcome. I can give you a couple.
Even old
goats.
Yes, the chickens and goats follow you to Salt Spring. My wife is chicken and goat crazy as we speak. We have 6 goats and, I don't know, probably 30 chickens and 30 turkeys.
Oh, excellent.
And, but I'm looking to give away 2 goats. 2 pygmy goats. 2 little male pygmy goats are free to a good home. So it's just kind of like Epron. We're up on Epron, and it's just, I love this part of the island.
It's very nice.
And this does this have a name, the general area, or not?
This is Byron Road. It's just a little rural bit of Salt Spring. There's nothing special about it or nothing
not
extraordinary. No, there's no real... I mean, everybody knows everybody. And it's, it's kind of just... Todd McIntyre lives there, local electrician, and... The basketball hoop is kind of community hoop.
Come on down and shoot a few.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just kind of that rural flair. I mean, I love parts of the island like this. It's just quiet. There's not much really ever happens. But it's typical, you know.
Right. You're not going to have much anyone coming down here that doesn't live here or...
Yeah. Well, that's the nice thing about Salt Spring. There's virtually no crime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I leave my car with my laptop in it all the time, and people go, "You just leave that there?"
Yeah.
Well, I did start locking my car a couple years ago, but usually I just leave my car in town. I never lock it, and there's my old mini laptop sitting there. And people leave their tractor out in their yard, or most houses are not locked. Oh, here's a good place. We've got to look at this place. This is Tim.
You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Springs CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.